Walk into the London Grill in downtown Kalamazoo on a lazy Sunday afternoon, and you might forget you're not in an Irish pub. There's an old British telephone booth in the corner, pints of beer on almost every table, and the chatter and laughter of familiar faces playing together in an Irish session.
I'm Dave Marlette, and this is the Pure Drop. As close as it gets in Kalamazoo, maybe. I associate different tunes with every different person here. I remember them by the tune that they know, or tunes that they know, that I played with them over the years. So it's just something you can share with somebody. Jim Clausen over there, we always like to play Charlie Lennon's Reel Number 4. Richard stepped in today, and I remember that we always play Kid on the Mountain, which is a five-part slip jig.
Traditional Irish tunes are distinguishable by their time signatures and ornamentation, or flourishes that decorate the music. Jim Clausen has been playing Irish tunes for 15 years. He says the nature of Irish music can make it difficult to learn.
The sheet music is like, it's extraneous because you can't really learn the music from sheet music. It can't really be written down because the ornamentation and the timing is so complex that you can't really write it down. If you could write it down, you couldn't play it from the music. So we really discourage people from bringing sheet music because you really need to learn the tunes from somebody else, from hearing the tune played.
Jenny Shilliday, and my principal instrument is voice. I'm a singer, but I picked up the boron, actually, which is the Irish goatskin drum. A lot of times people who don't really know like what happens in a session will come and just kind of riff over the melody, you know. And at a session, there's a certain sort of set repertoire, and it varies from region to region, but like we have kind of similar tunes that we play. Every week we get together and run through them. And fiddles and flutes are melody instruments. They play the melody. And the drum, of course, keeps the rhythm, and the guitars. And bouzouki or other large string instruments keep rhythm underneath it and not riff over top of the melody or try to accompany the melody or change the structure of the melody. So that's different. If we were just a bunch of friends jamming, we might do all kinds of improvisational things on the spot. And it might be very creative and interesting, but that's not how a session runs.
Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more marriage for drum. The sun will shine in the harvest time to welcome the paddy home.
I've studied with a native singer of Irish song, songs in the Irish language, from Connemara, and I'll go and study with her again this summer. And she said, Bridget Fitzgerald. And she's a lovely person, wonderful singer. She was the first singer with Cherish the Ladies. She toured with them for 4 years. But she said that in Ireland, you have to turn down a request for a song at least 2 or 3 times, you know, before finally, and everybody knows it. And then finally you say, like, oh, you don't want to hear me sing. And, oh, really? Well, I don't know. I'm awfully hoarse today. And, oh, go on, give us a song. And then finally you do, you know.
I'm Jenny LaCrone, and I sort of play the whistle and the bagpipes.
What's your favorite thing about the session?
The people, just the chatting between times, the different tunes. It seems like everybody knows something that I've never heard before, and that's just really cool. I don't have any goals right now musically. This is where I want to be, right now.
The London Grill in Kalamazoo hosts Irish sessions most Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6.